Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phones right now. Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated, joins us here on the program. Mike, how you doing tonight? How's the post-Thanksgiving basking in the glow of this great win streak going into the bye week? How's that all going for you?
Well, the post-Thanksgiving is going great. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles has been watched. A lot of food consumed. Hope everyone listening out there had a great, happy, healthy Thanksgiving. And is enjoying the holiday season coming up. But as far as basking in the glow of this Patriots team, 11-2 heading into a week 14 bye. Wasn't on my bingo card, but boy, we'll take it. And they've earned it. They've earned every bit of it.
Yeah, they certainly have. I know it was a couple of days ago now, but this Giants game, I think, was the type of game going into a bye week that sets a lot of people's minds at ease. I don't know. I mean, I know that you tend to be more on the positive side of things and look more on the sunny side of things than I tend to, Mike, just from getting to know you the last couple of years. But even me, I mean, I don't know anybody that is following this team, a fan of this team, commentator for the team, going into this bye week that thinks anything other than they raised their game to another level, right? In almost every way you can describe it. It seems like that was more of a statement game for them than some of the games against tougher opponents.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. When this team started off and you watch them drop game one to the Las Vegas Raiders, you're starting to think, okay, well, yeah, this is going to be a rebuild. Mike Vrabel is coming in here from scratch. He's starting anew, really building this team from the ground up and getting rid of a lot of the old guard that was here in New England for quite some time, some very well-revered and respected players. Naturally, you're going to be skeptical about the season coming up, but the one thing that you have to give credit to with this coaching staff and the players in that locker room, they all bought into one another right away. There seemed to be a camaraderie there, like an undercurrent, and you could feel it. You could see it during training camp, the way they would walk over to each other and kind of get their opinions on what happened during practice. If someone did something wrong, there were a few people that would walk over and say, okay, this is what you have to do here. This is what we need to do to get better moving forward. It had been so long since a Patriots team had done that. I had covered Patriots teams like that in the early days of my covering, but toward the later days of the Brady Belichick dynasty. But it had been a while since we had seen that. You're seeing it more in New England, and it's paying off. You're seeing guys elevate their games each and every week. The defense is coming in really, you know, hot and heavy every single week, and they're trying to do everything that they can. They read and heard a lot of what was being said about them getting off to slow starts. They did not get off to a slow start on Monday night and put the rest of the league on notice that we're not going to limp into this bye week. We're going to come at you, and we're going to hit you with everything we've got, literally and figuratively. And the offense has grown exponentially each and every week because of the leadership of Josh McDaniels and Drake May. It's just been a lot of fun to watch for this Patriots team. And the scary thing for other teams is that I don't even think this team has completely hit its peak yet. And that could be a scary thing heading into playoff run that it looks like the Patriots are going to be well in the thick of come January.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I agree with you. And I think that one small example of that, maybe it's not a small example, an example of that from that Giants game, Mike, was the fact that we haven't watched a Patriots defense go out there and take people's heads off like that before. That's not been a hallmark of this defense. This defense has been all about stopping the run and, you know, plugging up the middle and things like that. They don't have much of a pass rush. Their secondary hasn't been really laying the wood like this. And what you saw in that game was unprecedented for this year's team, an unprecedented level of violence. Was that as surprising to you as it was to everybody else?
I think it was surprising to me in this game. Again, you're missing Milton Williams, and a lot of Patriots fans are looking at this and saying, okay, well, it's a 2-10 Giants team. Let's kind of match them score for score, point for point, hit for hit, and then we'll regroup and talk about it in the bye week and then get healthy for the Buffalo Bills coming in. The New England Patriots weren't having any part of that. Christian Ellis was coming out and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you hard. And you'll get nothing like it in terms of getting additional yards on the field. They weren't having any of that from the Giants. And it's been surprising. I think it's been a refreshing change for Patriots fans that miss that old smash mouth style. Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams deserves a lot of credit for that. This is something that he envisioned during training camp and when he first signed on here as going to be the Patriots defensive coordinator. And Zach Kuhr, who has been the interim play caller, the outside linebackers coach, he has kept that vision continuously moving forward. So now that the Patriots are in a position where they can flex their muscle a little bit, yeah, I think they're going to put teams on notice. I think they already did that last Monday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they certainly have.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With that being said, the way that they won that Giants game, does that make you feel any differently about their upcoming matchups here with the two good teams left on their schedule? I say good, quote unquote, because I know the Ravens just got smoked. But you know what I mean? Like, these are the two last real, according to the national media anyway, challenges on the schedule. Do you feel differently about them based on the way they played against the Big Blue there?
To say differently or that I feel a little bit better about their chances, I'm more encouraged by how they're going to come out on the bye week. The fact that they were able to continuously keep the foot on the accelerator and keep this team going and that playing at a high level all four quarters in this game heading into the bye is a good indication that, again, they bought into Mike Vrabel and that they're ready to play hard and they're ready to play everything that they have each and every down for this team. That's how they're going to come out of the shoot in week 15. They're not going to come out with a malaise or a little bit of a layover from the bye. This team's going to continue to work, and I expect them to come out with every bit of enthusiasm, every bit of aggression that they've showed right in the first quarter of that Week 15 game. In terms of them being able to take on the Buffalo Bills and then the Baltimore Ravens, yeah, it's going to be a big test for them. I mean, they've got Josh Allen coming in. The Bills are playing better, and they're starting to, make their move. But the Patriots, I believe, can counter those moves. It's going to be a smash-mouth, knockdown, drag-out affair in Gillette. And I'm looking forward to that one. And Baltimore in Baltimore is going to be a tough game. There's no question about it. Lamar Jackson's still one of the most dynamic talents in the NFL. You've got Derrick Henry running the ball on the ground. That's a team that's capable of causing all kinds of havoc because of the experience that they have. So it's going to be a tough couple of games coming up for the Pats. I think they've showed they can hang with everybody. If they come out of this with a split or a 2-0 win record from this, going to be awfully impressive heading into the playoffs.
It will be, but it'll also get you into that mode where it's like, all right, maybe they need to lose one before the playoffs start, like a big long win streak. Are you one of those people that you get paranoid about that like I do?
Oh yeah, I mean, you take me back to the 07 team, and there was a part of me that wanted them to lose that Giants game at the end of the year to kind of wake them up a little bit.
Well, they lost the Giants game at the end of the year, all right.
Yeah, they lost the wrong one, exactly. Right. They picked the wrong time to go to sleep. But no, in all actuality and in all fairness, I'm a big believer in momentum, and if the momentum is there and you have the opportunity to put the hammer down and give it hell, I say go for it. do everything that you can to win each and every game that you're playing. The Patriots have gotten their losses out of their system. If they're continuing to play at a high level and wins are continuing to buoy this team's chances and their enthusiasm and their confidence, go for it.
All right, last question here. Are Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick getting into the Hall of Fame this year, yes or no? Or yes to one and no to the other?
They should. I believe, personally, I believe both of those gentlemen should be in, and I believe they're both first ballot Hall of Famers. You look at the record that Bill has had. I know it ended acrimoniously here, and I know that he's got his detractors, and I understand that. And I'm not, questioning how people feel, but look at the record. Look at the body of work that he's provided here in New England, and it's hard to argue that he deserves to be in as a first ballot Hall of Famer. Robert Kraft has been instrumental in so much that has happened in the modern NFL, even away from the New England Patriots, with the NFL Players Association and developing a close relationship there, and his contributions that he's made to ownership. I really believe make him a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I believe they should be in. That's how I would vote. But whether or not you're asking me if one or the other gets in, it's complicated. Putting my back to the wall right now, I say maybe Belichick gets it this time around. Kraft does not. I don't know. There's been something that seems to be holding him out, meaning Robert Kraft. I thought he should have been in a long time ago, but that's my guess, but if you're asking me how I would vote, I say both those guys deserve it.
Sure, and I would vote for both of them too, but I was more asking the other thing because, as we know, Kraft hasn't gotten in. I mean, he's been eligible. He's not made it to this round of voting yet until this year. This is the first time that he's even made it this far in the voting. So I guess the question is, are the same things maybe that kept Robert Kraft out of the Hall of Fame going to maybe come back to bite Bill Belichick as well?
It's possible. I mean, when people get into a voting booth, whether it's a presidential election, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, no matter what it is, certain things happen. And people say that they're not going to bring personal feelings into this. Sometimes it does happen. So I would definitely be on the sharp eye alert for both of these. It would not shock me if neither one got in on the first shot here, especially Belichick being on the first shot. I'm sorry, it's not exactly Robert's first shot, but it wouldn't shock me if neither one of them got in. I think that definitely is possible, but my gut reaction is that one of them gets in of the two, and of the one, I would probably say it would be Bill, but again, it wouldn't shock me if it went the other way, if it was Robert and if it was Bill. There's a lot more acrimony at the NFL level for Bill Belichick than I realized heading into this year, so... it's, again, I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm really looking forward to seeing how this all plays out when we find out what the Hall of Fame class is going to be very shortly before the Super Bowl this year.
Tell you what, if neither one of them make it, that's good news for people like us. We'll have a lot of content for the upcoming pieces and writing and everything, Mike's shows and all of that. We'll have plenty to do if that's the case. And even if not, either way. But I'll be reading you one way or another, Mike. That's Mike DeBate, Sports Illustrated. Great stuff as always, sir. Great to have you on. We'll talk to you again soon.
Anytime, Christian. Thanks so much for having me on tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.